This here is the Lespedeza, which is a bush clover. That's
Michael Piantedosi from the New England Wildflower Society and his crew of four interns is tromping through the fields near the Great Bay National Wildlife Refuge in Newington. It's a perfect spot to do some intelligent tinkering.
Aldo Leopold says in the San County Almanac that the first step to intelligent tinkering is to save every cog and every wheel. And that gets at the heart of this matter. That is, hold on to it until you need it. And if you don't need it, well, you still got it anyway. You know?
And that century-old philosophy is what this crew is working at today, filing away all those cogs and wheels of New England's coastal habitat. The Wildflower Society has already stashed seeds from many rare or endangered plants, but today they're harvesting as many seeds from 50 native species of common New England plants as they can. Emery Griffin Noyes, one of the interns, grabs a milkweed pod and explains how you know it's ready.
It has a kind of fleshy, leathery, oblong pod, and when you open it up, you have a cluster of sort of chestnut brown flat seeds with these thread-like filaments attached.
He pulls a pod or two from each plant as he walks past and sticks it in a cloth bag. Back at base, these seeds will be cleaned, dried, and some of them will even be frozen, where they will remain viable for maybe hundreds of years. Now, normally, if a big storm rolls through and washes away a bunch of habitat, you'd have to go to a seed catalog or a nursery. The problem there is those seeds are often from really far away, and just like there's a lot of genetic diversity between people from different parts of the world, even within the same species, the plants best adapted to survive in a certain place tend to be from that place.
They are going to succeed if they have the ability to adapt. That means having a diversity of genes. That means having genes that are present in this immediate population and keeping them as rich as possible.
So how local is local enough? Turns out, very local. Piantedosi says for this project, they're trying to collect their target plants from within 12 miles of the place they'll be replanted. And they won't just sit around until a disaster. Some of these hardy survivors will be reseeded right away, just up the road in Dover, where a condo owner is hoping to remove an old, deficient dam that runs under some refurbished mill buildings. Once the dam is gone, the water level will drop, and all of a sudden there will be some exposed soil. It'll look a lot like land damaged by a storm.
Usually it just vegetates itself in pretty readily.
Kent Finnemore is an engineer with New Hampshire's Dam Bureau.
People are often concerned about having a mud pit, especially the abutting property owners, was what used to be their impoundment. But it grows in pretty fast.
And when nobody's paying much attention, what grows there? Kevin Lucy, the Habitat Restoration Coordinator with the Department of Environmental Services, points to what has already sprung up.
Well, one of the things you can see pretty clearly is the purple, and that's purple loosestrife, which is an invasive species.
Of course invasive species win that race. That's why they're invasive.
Which speaks to the benefit of the work that the New England Wildflower Society is doing. You know, if we're able to plant some native, locally sourced seeds, we can outcompete some of these invasives.
Socking away seeds for storage for hundreds of years might sound like part of some plan for after the apocalypse. After everything's destroyed, the survivors crawl out of their bunkers and start over. But the seed collectors, Griffin Noyes and Piantedosi, want to reframe that idea.
This is not waiting till the last minute. That is having things on hand so that when there's a need, we can address it as fast as possible.
Our goal is to take action now and to fill that niche in 2015.
So next time a big storm washes away chunks of the seacoast, there will be seeds on hand from just around the corner, ready to rebuild. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.
And this is Morning Edition on NHPR.